Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, guys. So amazing to have you part of this community, because what we are doing here in this community is we are ending eating disorders using nothing but your brain. And we are talking about binge eating, bulimia, overeating, food obsession, body hate, chewing and spitting, all of the things that really interrupt our life from being able to move forward with something that should be so incredibly natural. Understand, you guys, eating is a very basic, natural, every day, you're going to do it every single day for the rest of your life, maybe with a lot of effort, not every single day if some of you are trying to fast. But the thing is that this is an incredibly natural part of life. And if you do not eat, then you die. And some people do because they don't eat. But the thing is that with something so incredibly natural, something so organic, something so human, if it gets overcomplicated, and it turns into a disorder, and it turns into the sort of habits that are destructive, then it destroys your life, because it's not something like drugs or alcohol where you can just stop doing. Like, you're just like, oh, okay, I'm just never going to do that again. Doesn't mean that that's easy to break that dependency or to break that addiction, but it can totally be done and you just can never do it again. But when it comes to food, you must be able to end the destructive habit and still do the thing. You still have to eat. There's no escaping that. You are going to be eating for the rest of your life. And you've got to do that in your real life. You can't go to some bubble to get free, or some particular circumstances, or spend the energy of trying to control your entire world for the rest of your life so that this thing doesn't get triggered and you don't go off the deep end. You've got to be able to eat. You've got to be able to eat normally. As you continue to eat, you need to be able to eat as a normal eater without compulsion, which means that food is a non-issue. For normal eaters, food is a complete non-issue. It's like sleeping, going to the bathroom, all the natural things that you do throughout the day that you don't obsess about the moment that you wake up, that you don't plan all day long. You don't feel any morality and guilt around it. It's just a completely natural thing. And no matter how long it's been, no matter how serious this disordered eating is, know that you can be a completely normal eater. This label that you might have put on yourself of, oh, I'm someone with an eating disorder. Oh, I'm a food addict. I'm always going to be a food addict. Know that we have completely proven that wrong hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. I mean, whether it's been 25 or 40 or 50 years, whether you feel like you're overeating in a way that is keeping you unhealthy, or that you're binging and purging 50 times a week, know that the same principles get you absolutely free and absolutely done. But one thing that gets in the way of being able to be free is the things that we don't want to know. And knowledge is power, but there are certain things that we ignore that is part of the eating disorder, that we just decide that we don't want to know. And because we avoid knowing those things, it actually keeps us stuck in the cycle of disordered eating for years and years and years. And it gets harder and harder to break on our own. And it becomes just something that is so consuming in life because of the things that we don't want to know. So we are going to dive in and address that specifically today. There are certain things about our disordered eating that we are comfortable about knowing. We're even enthusiastic about knowing. We become experts at knowing, like, oh, I know all this, I know all of that, and we'll go into that. But we get sort of like excited, and it becomes our hobby to know those things. And then there are other things about our disordered eating that we avoid knowing, that we purposefully navigate around and don't let ourselves find out because of very specific reasons. And we're going to go into that as well. So for me, when I had an eating disorder, so I was, I mean, it was anorexia, then it was binge eating, then it was bulimia. Like it was sort of like the whole gamut when I had an eating disorder. Now I am completely eating disordered free. I am a completely normal eater. I don't think about food. I don't worry about food. I don't have a morality about food. I have zero compulsion toward food. If I had all my old binge foods in front of me and I could eat them all as much as I wanted and they didn't have any calories and would have no impact on my weight, I still wouldn't binge because that feels very unpleasant to me now. Like the thought of eating in the way that I used to and just eating more and more and more food that used to be like the most amazing thrill in the world. Yeah, I felt guilty about that, but it was the most amazing thing in my whole life. What could possibly be better than eating a ton of food? Now, like you couldn't pay me to do it. Like it's such an incredibly unpleasant thought because now I have a brain of a normal eater. But back in the day, when I was in that disordered eating disordered mind, these are the things that I did want to know. I wanted to know more and more about health, all the things about how nutrition worked, how the human body worked. I wanted to know more about how the brain worked. I wanted to know about insulin. I wanted to know how fat was stored and how fat was burned and how metabolism worked. I wanted to know all the things about how that impacts your skin, how it impacts your hair, and how it impacts your nails. I wanted to know the calorie count of every single food. I remember that I had a goal for myself to be able to go to the grocery store and look at any food and be able to know how many calories were in a serving size, how many grams of protein and carbohydrates and fat were in anything. And guess what, you guys? Because I am such a hard worker and I'm such an accomplisher, I did it. I could pretty much go to the store and tell you, just point to any food, and I would know exactly that because I just dove into studying it. I just wanted to know more and more. So it wasn't just this negative thing of like, oh, food is so terrifying. It was also this like crazy compulsion, like, oh, I'm going to nerd out on this. I just totally love to know all about food. That's part of the disorder. Understand that. So I wanted to know more and more about workouts. I wanted to know how muscle was built. I wanted to know how muscle was lost. I wanted to know how to make lean muscle. I wanted to know all the right workouts. I wanted to know how to build strength. I wanted to know how to build strength without building bulk. I wanted to know how to do cardio and how to have healthy cardiovascular health and what workouts burn the most calories. I wanted to know healthy recipes. I want to know how to make chicken Alfredo that was 14 calories a serving. And guess what? I did it. It wasn't chicken Alfredo, but it was Alfredo. And it was 14 calories a serving. And it was super gross. But I thought it was amazing because I could feel like I was eating pasta without eating calories. And that's what I wanted to know how to do. I wanted to know how to eat without calories. I wanted to know how to eat huge bulk of food and just eat and eat and eat without gaining any sort of weight. And so I would eat huge mounds of lettuce with just like mustard on it because mustard doesn't have calories and lettuce hardly has any calories. And I would get like a, not a large bowl, but like a serving size bowl, like the sort of serving size bowl that you have a salad for the whole family at family dinner. And I would fill all of that up with lettuce and then I would get mustard. And I would smear the mustard all around the lettuce, and I would just eat and eat and eat because I could eat this huge bulk of food with hardly any calories. And I wanted to know how to make any food but the healthy version of it, and the almost calorie-free version of it, and the version that I could have 14 servings and still feel okay about my worth as a human being. Like, that is truly what I wanted. Here's what I didn't want to know. Here are the things that the entire time I had an eating disorder, I avoided ever knowing. So after a binge, I knew that I was hurting myself. With the things that I knew about how that was raising my blood sugar and I could feel it happen and I just felt completely disgusting as my blood sugar raised. Like I knew what was happening to my insulin, that I was wearing out my insulin pump with the molasses that I had just been drinking straight from the jar compulsively. I knew that the fat was storing on my body and that I would have to do a lot of work to try to get it off. Like I absolutely knew all of those things. But here's what I didn't want to know. And I had this thought after so many of, especially my really intense binges. I wonder, can my stomach rip if I have forced too much food into it. That is what I didn't want to know. And I had that question, and I can tell you guys, with all my years of an eating disorder, I never, ever once Googled it. I never looked it up. I never found out that information until after I had an eating disorder, because it was too scary in the moment to actually know that information. So hi guys, welcome for those of you who are just popping on. Oh, hi Nancy, so fun to see you here. Oh, Nancy, just give me like a quick little chat and let me know if you can hear me okay, if my audio is all right. I just wanted to check on that. And hi guys, so fun to see you on. So we are talking about, with an eating disorder, the things that we want to know and the things that we do not want to know. So I never ever Googled it, you guys. I never had the courage. It was always just so, so scary to think about knowing that. So here's the problem. This idea of, you know what they don't know can't hurt them, is a complete lie. A total and complete lie. The things you don't know absolutely can hurt you and continue to hurt you. So you don't know you have cancer, the cancer can still kill you. You don't know that you have coronavirus on your hands, you can still get it. It can still kill you. You don't know that your spouse is cheating on you, that still hurts you. That still damages your relationship. Hi. Hi, Debbie. So fun to see you here. So even if you don't know it, it absolutely still can hurt you. And part of the eating disorder is this idea of, oh, well, if I don't know it, if I don't know that it's happening, if I don't look it up, then maybe it won't hurt me. This is the thing that happens at this point of no return in so many binges, right? Like we track calories all day long. And then as soon as we start binging, as soon as we go into, well, I'm going to start over tomorrow and I'm just going to let myself binge tonight, what do we stop doing? That's right. We stop counting calories. We stop tracking all of our food. We tracked all of our healthy choices all day long, but then we didn't track the 5,000 calories that we binged on right before we went to bed. It's the ignoring it. It's the, these are the things that I don't want to know. And this lie of, well, maybe it doesn't count if I just pretend like it never happened. So knowledge is power, but these are the things that we do not want to know. For some of us, we don't want to know our weight anymore. Or we refuse to step on the scale a few days after a binge, because we know that we've literally put 5-10 pounds on our body with the way that we ate in one evening. So we don't want to know our weight and we stop looking. The other thing that we don't want to know is we don't want to know the health consequences. We don't go to the doctor. We don't want to know what's showing up in our blood work. We don't want to have to explain to our families why this super healthy person that we are is pre-diabetic. We don't want to know what's happening because we just keep on thinking like, oh, okay, I'm going to fix this. Why find out the damage? Because it's not going to be damage anymore. I'm going to fix this. And that can go on for absolute decades. So we don't want to look at our weight anymore. We don't want to look at the health consequences. We don't want to know that we have diabetes. We don't want to know how much we are spending. We don't want to know how much we're binging. We don't want to know how much we're purging. For the average person that compulsively eats fast food out a few times a week, I mean, can literally be like $30,000 over a 5-year period. I mean, this is something that's like $5,000-$6,000 a year with even just once a day of like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to eat this on the way home before I have dinner with my family and then put it in a trash can that's a public trash can so that my family doesn't see the food. And then you're also having to hide where $6,000 a year is going to, that has nothing to do with the goals that your family is going toward. It has to do with you supporting your eating disorder. It has to do with the tens of thousands of dollars that go toward that, but we don't want to see it. We don't even want to know how many times that we're binging or purging, right? We just say every time is, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to ignore that and I'm going to start over and I'm never going to do it again. So why look at what happened? Because I'm never going to do it again. And that's part of what keeps us in the cycle, what keeps us in that eating disorder. So here is a really important one that we don't want to know. And it is amazing, amazing to me how many educated, intelligent women who have had access to the internet for a very long time have no idea that when you purge your food, there are three different ways it can stop your heart. Instant death is a side effect of bulimia. And yes, it's bulimia even if it feels easy to purge. And it's bulimia even if your kids don't see it. And it's bulimia even if it doesn't happen all the time. And it's bulimia even if it only happens once a month. And it's bulimia with the same side effect of instant death that can happen with three different ways that your heart can stop anytime that you purge. And there are an incredible amount of intelligent women that don't know that it cracks your teeth, that don't know that instant death can happen in three different ways, that don't know that this could be the last time, like that their kids are going to find them dead on the bathroom floor. These are the sorts of things that we hide from ourselves, that we don't even think are a problem. Because here's the thing that I want to know. Okay, I want to know all about nutrition, all about health, because that's what feels like my identity. That's what feels good. And I don't want to know any of the things that feel bad. I don't even want to find out. And it is incredible that women help each other with tips of how to be better at bulimia, but they don't share with each other, oh, and does it ever scare you that it can stop your heart anytime that you do this? Do you have arrangements with your family for a funeral? Like, do your kids have a plan? Like, is your husband ready to be a single dad? Like, does your spouse know that you're risking your life 4 times a day? Like, that's the thing that we don't want to know, that we literally put into a place where we're plugging our ears and closing our eyes and saying like, oh, I just don't want to know that. Because this is the way that we cope from day to day. And this is the reason that people can stay in this pattern for decades. Hi, Sarah. So fun to see you here. Hi, hi, guys. So the way that we stay in this loop that keeps us stuck with the eating disorder is that when the act happens, when we wake up in the morning and we make promises to ourselves that we're never going to do it again, or when we're laying in bed at night and we're so uncomfortable that we can hardly move because we've just binged, what we don't do is look at all the things that we don't want to know. We numb and we cope and we preserve our eating disorder by diving right into more of what we do want to know. We don't Google, what damage am I doing by binge eating? We Google, how do I fix binge eating? What book do I need to read to end binge eating? Why am I eating out of control? How do you stick to your diet? How can you stop from falling off the wagon? And we start Googling more of the things that we want to know because we don't want to know about the damage that's done. Hi, Sarah. So fun to see you. Say hello back. Hi, hi. All right. So you guys were talking about how when your eating disorder is perpetuated, the reason that your eating disorder gets further and further serious and wired in your brain and harder to fix is because we keep on looking at the things that we want to know, and then we ignore all the things that we don't want to know about it. And what that does is it softens the problem, right? If we don't know that purging can stop our heart in three different ways, then, okay, well, maybe it's not such a big deal. Oh, I've been doing this for a long time. Oh, well, I don't even have any health consequences yet because we don't know. We haven't went and gotten our blood work done, right? And so it softens the problem. It's like, okay, well, maybe it's not so bad. And so we hold on to the problem. And then it becomes like this distraction, this project for us, like, oh, I'm gonna figure out how to fix this. Like, I'm really motivated now. And so the taller and taller the stat gets of the things that we do want to know, the more we feel empowered to fix it, even though it does the absolute opposite. More information was never transformation. You can't know more and more and fix your problem. If that was the case, with all the books that you've read and all the YouTube videos you've watched and all the, you know, hours and hours of podcasts that you've listened to, you wouldn't have this problem anymore. If it was just about getting enough knowledge, about getting some like special key phrase that somebody says, and then all of a sudden you're done, you get some magical insight, and then you never want to binge again. If it was as easy as just more information, then you would have fixed it by now. So it's not about more information. It's about the transformation of knowing what to do to actually stop it. But part of that is to see the reality of what's actually happening with the eating disorder. So know that, you guys, like that is actually what perpetuates the eating disorder, is looking at more and more of the things that we do want to know and ignoring all the things that we don't want to know. Not knowing doesn't fix it. Not knowing doesn't keep us from doing the damage. So here is the way that you actually end the eating disorder. There are two elements that you've got to have side by side to be able to end this problem of food and be free for the rest of your life and to be a normal eater. The first thing is that you need to see the truth and the reality of what's actually happening. You need to stop ignoring it. You need to get the help that you need to actually understand what's going on. And the tricky part of that is that with how our brain works, if we try to do that on our own, then we have this mechanism where we just keep softening it. Oh, well, it's not that bad. Oh, it's not that bad. Oh, maybe I don't want to know about that. We don't even know what to look for, right? But when you can get to the reality of what's happening, when you can actually come face to face with this is the reality of my life right now, then that is the first element that you need. But on its own, that does not fix the problem. So you've got to have that, number one. And number two, you have to have an effective way to fix it. And when you have those two things in place, you can be done with this problem with food very quickly. But here's what happens if you just have one or the other. So, number one, you come face to face with truly the reality of what's happening for you. And that may be more or less serious than you thought, but it's the truth. And the truth is the thing that your eating disorder tries to hide from you because you will keep on with your eating disorder for the rest of your life if you never look at the truth of it. But if you just have that, now you just feel awful. Now you just have the truth of it, but you don't have a way to fix it. So then you just feel really panicky about it. So if you just have that on its own, it's not going to fix it. Now, let's say that you have an effective way to fix this problem. Let's say you know exactly, you get the help that you need to end this problem, but you haven't come to face to face with the reality of what's actually going on. Then you're not going to be in action. Nobody takes action to cure cancer, to like cure their cancer. If they don't think they have cancer, nobody takes action to become healthier when they think they're already healthy. And what your eating disorder, part of it, what it talks you into is that it's not so bad. You can probably fix it anytime. Like it's pretty mild. In fact, for some of us, we're in the stage where we actually think our eating disorder is healthy. Instead of looking at it like, oh, I could stop my heart in three different ways and have instant death when I purge. Instead, our eating disorder is saying like, oh, it's so unhealthy to keep all of that food in you. You shouldn't have eaten that. It'd be much better to throw it up than it would be to keep that inside of you. We actually think the thing that could kill us is a healthy thing to do. Or we're in a place where we're restricting, right? Like we actually think it's a healthy thing to cut out sugar. Because the idea is like, oh, wow, if I didn't eat any sugar, think of how healthy I would be, without knowing that that actually makes our eating disorder worse. And we will eat more sugar than ever when we are trying the hardest to cut it out. Try it if you want. Take any food and say, I'm never, ever going to have that again. See how you do. See how long you last. So, what you want to really look at here is that if you have an effective way to fix it, but you don't see the reality of what the problem actually is, or if you think it's something wrong, like if you just have wrong thinking, like, oh, my eating disorder doesn't have to do with food. It has to do with I don't have any coping mechanisms. A complete myth, a complete lie. Oh, my eating disorder has nothing to do with food. It just has to do with my past trauma that needs to be resolved. Complete myth, complete lie. We've seen it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Women with horrible, like sexual abuse, trauma, awful situations. Like, you can resolve that if you want. You can go to therapy and you can figure that out. Wonderful. That's not a bad thing. But we've had women that have done a lot of work on that and it never resolved their food issues, and women who have done zero work on it and they still come to us and we resolve their food issues. And then they get to move on with their life without having an eating disorder on top of all of the ways that they've been mistreated. And that makes a lot better life. You have a lot more energy to do the things that you want to do when you're able to do it with your full energy. So understand that, you guys. Like, understand when you have those two things together. Just one of them doesn't work. But when you have those two things together, then you can be done very rapidly with your eating disorder. We've seen women 55 years of serious eating disorders in a handful of weeks, like we're talking 4-6 weeks working with us, that don't have an eating disorder anymore. And so what you can do to resolve this, to have those two things and have them in the order and the structure that we know works to fix this, you can actually go and book a free breakthrough session.
Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session.
And with zero judgment and complete confidentiality, what we are going to help you do is look at those two things. Number one, see the reality of what's going on with your eating disorder. And know that this doesn't obligate you to do anything. Just because you know the truth about something doesn't force you into any decision, doesn't force you to fix it. You never have to fix this if you don't want to. If your life is truly better with an eating disorder, or if it's worse and you just want your life to be worse, that's up to you. There's no judgment. But we will show you how to fix this. So number one, we're going to look at the reality of what's going on so you actually know the truth, that knowledge is power. And in a way that you're going to be able to see the things that you can't see on your own, which is just so important. And it's still the truth and it's still your life. But it's a way, we have a system so that we are looking at the things that your brain is hiding from you, so that you're able to really see it. And that is so incredibly powerful. So then we have that first element of the truth of what's actually happening, why this is actually happening, why you're actually binging, why you're out of control. Yes. And then we are going to get super clear on the exact next steps of how to solve it so that you have those two things together. You know how to fix it and you know the truth of what's happening. And when those two things combine, you can be done with this habit very quickly, and you can break that cycle and get to enjoy life as a normal eater and not burn any more time. So please know, you guys, like, it's really a beautiful process. But the longer that you go with, I don't want to know, I don't want to know, I don't want to know, it is not stopping the damage from happening. There are things happening in your body and your mind right now that are the consequences of your eating disorder that you do not have control over the consequences. You do not have control over esophageal cancer developing or your insulin pump getting worn out and now you're pre-diabetic. Even if you don't know those things, they're still realities. Or how long it's going to be until you have to replace cracked teeth. Those are the consequences of eating disorders. And the longer you wait, it just means the harder it is to fix if you ever fix it. So understand, when you have those two things together, you could absolutely end your eating disorder. Like, we know exactly how to do that. And that is why we do these breakthrough sessions as a free service, so that anyone who is committed to fixing this has the option to actually fix it in their life in a way that is going to work. And that is our mission. That's why we do what we do. Like, I know how awful it is to wonder every single day of your life, is this going to be the rest of my life? Am I ever going to fix it? Why can't I figure out why this is going on? Why, when I'm a really healthy person, am I doing super unhealthy things? Like, just understand that living the rest of your life like that is no way to live. But there is a way out. And that is what we have helped hundreds and hundreds of people all around the world do. So really excited to see you guys on the breakthrough session. And this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach, signing off. Mwah. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session. Where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!